From Athena to Achilles, from Dragon Slayers to Crusaders, it's much more than surface. They put life on the line to honor the divine. It is blood they will draw to uphold natural law. Following the Tao, they bow to the courage and discipline within. Silence, as this cosmic battle begins. From Queen Amina to addicts, from revolutionaries to visionaries, it's much more than words. Summoning strength through purpose. They transform, transmute, traverse, embodying the subtle energies of the universe to bring forth strength, honor, and wisdom. They come in silence, blade in hand. And with the body, mind, spirit, they fight. This is the true nature of the warrior archetype.
The Warrior.
Welcome to the One Great Work Warriors. This is my name's Chris. We got Jim Adams, Brandon Spencer, Jerry Tappan, Crip Rick, and Derek Bartolicelli, who I'm going to hand it off to introduce this week's topic. Take it, Derek.
Yeah. What's up, gentlemen? It's been quite an honor and a pleasure to be with you guys week in, week out for the past 3 years. Holy smokes. And we're going to be breezing over that a little bit in this episode. In the framework of what it is to be, what it means to be a warrior. And for this special episode, I kindly asked Cynthia Mitchell of Affirm Life Daily, who put in that wonderful piece of poetry in the intro there. And you can actually inquire with her to, send a little donation to her and she can tailor make your own poem. Or affirmations. Check it out. So, just to what is a warrior and all this? You know, like we're not all like gung ho with so much yang up in our thing and all that stuff. We follow moral code and universal principles, and going over some of the virtues of that. You know, the eightfold path, if you will, right mentality, right perception, right intention, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, and right behavior. It really has to be stemming from that heart-based intelligence. And with men, you know, upholding that, you know, sacred pillar of the divine feminine, divine masculine energy and principle of self-defense. Why are there so many men on the inverse and being more of a predator or fucking pervert or a little punk instead of the protector and the provider that we're supposed to be as men in this realm? Get your fucking shit together, guys. What the fuck? You know, are you the master builder of your own fucking life? First and foremost, you know, where's your honor, your virtue? Where's your fucking heart at? You know, speaking of virtues, you know about those 9 noble virtues of courage, truth, honor, fidelity, discipline, hospitality, self-reliance, industriousness, and perseverance. And hey, we did an episode on perseverance. And our last episode ties into, you know, the warrior mind state of, you know, being able to overcome hard times and keep a level head about it all. You know, we've all been through the ringer. You know, how are your trials and tribulations? How has that shaped you? How have you been able to, you know, put your axe to the grindstone of life? You know, is your intellect sharpened from those experiences and everything? And have you done the inner work and the shadow work to, you know, maintain the level, you know, be level-headed, balancing the scales, you know, keeping your heart as light as a feather, right? So, yeah, everyone has their struggles, whether unseen or, you know, evident. But never forget, boys and girls, everyone listening, whoever the hell you want to identify yourselves as, you are the result of 4 billion years of evolutionary success. Fucking act like it for once, you know, goddamn. Talking about make America great again, make your fucking self great first and foremost. And don't, you know, get drawn in by stupid ass program terms and shit like that. Part of the divide and conquer crap. So I'm gonna pass it off right now to my boy Crip Rick. I know you've been thinking about some things. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, thank you. How did I know you? I was sitting there going, he's gonna pick me next. I really was. I was like, I got that feeling. So there you go. There's some intuition kicking in. But yes, I want to agree with what you say, Derek, that this has been a very awesome experience and an awesome thing. I think about 3 years that we've been doing this, and that is incredible in itself. And it's not like we're only meeting to do these once a month. We meet every week. And that, to me, I'm so proud of that. The fact that we have stuck together, all of us, and we've seen this through. And we're continuing to see it through. And that's so, I'm just proud of that. And I'm proud of you guys, because a lot of people can't commit to things for very long and give up pretty quickly, it seems, in today's society. And the fact that we're still here and still doing the work, it speaks volumes, I think. And it shows people that you can actually do this if you have the will and you have the drive and the motivation to do these things, and you care enough to want to get this information out to people. So yeah, it's been a real pleasure doing this with you guys, and I look forward to the next year. I can only imagine what we're going to get into. Some great topics, but I was thinking about what it is to be a warrior. And I think what is so important, I talk about this, I know we talk about this so often, is this, and Derek just touched on it in his little intro there, is that it's this work that you do on yourself. I think that is really where the warriors, where being a warrior starts, is being willing to do the work on yourself, which takes courage. And you have to probably look at some things that you may not like about yourself. You have to acknowledge them and identify them, and then even admit to yourself that maybe you've been deceived on a lot of things. You have some belief systems that you may not even understand really how they got there and why they're there. And that's the work that we have to do, is examining this. And I think it's that warrior's journey on perfecting ourselves. And that's what I do. And I think also being a warrior is showing up. I think that is really important, to put the work in and to show up. And there is times that it's tough. And I get it. Life is tough, especially this crazy world, but you show up. You know, and even if you don't want to, or you're suffering, and as Derek said, we're all suffering and having hardships and struggles and challenges, but a warrior, I think, shows up and meets that challenge no matter what the cost or, you know, how uncomfortable it may be. So I'll just start with that. I don't want to take up too much time at the start, but yeah, it's really cool, guys. 3 years, and I want to just say that's awesome, guys. You guys are really cool, and really I've learned a lot. I've really learned a lot in these 3 years, and I'm looking forward to the next year. So I will pass it on to you, Jim.
Yo. Right. So, yeah, it's so true that I have learned a lot in the last 3 years. And thanks for bringing that up, Rick. Because a lot of times I take that for granted, and I can look back at like where I was 3 years ago as far as even just, you know, like basic computer skills and stuff like that. But, and Derek, you brought up perseverance from the bat and, right off the bat. And that was one of the things that I thought of initially too. And we had made that video. When was it, like in the first year or like somewhere in the middle? But, that's it. You know, that's what, for me, you know, part of being a warrior, which wasn't always comfortable with that term either. But yeah, just to keep going, because like what we really are is, I remember my friend had this sign up in his juice bar, and this is going back like 10 years ago, and it said be a warrior, not a worrier. And I didn't like it. I was like, take that down, that's stupid. You know, because back then I was more asleep, and when I thought of warrior, I was thinking more of like the physical war. And you know, now it's like, it's so clear that we're in a spiritual war, a war on consciousness, and that's the kind of war that we're fighting. And I feel like that's the first thing people need to know, you know, is like, what war are you talking about? And that's what it is. It's that mental war, and so many people just don't get it. And so that's like our job to persevere, to keep bringing awareness to that, that, you know, our consciousness, our minds are under attack. And so that's where I'm at with being a warrior is even though there's times when I get down and I'm like, this, what's the point of it? You know, it doesn't seem like it's going to bring any change, but so, perseverance is definitely a big part of it. And, of course, we're warriors for truth, and everyone hates the truth. And that's something that we've all come to really find out, you know, the hard way. But that's it. We're never going to give up because we know that's it's worth fighting for. So I'll pass it to Chris.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Yeah, like you were both making some little highlights that I think are pretty awesome. When you were saying, Jim, about not completely feeling comfortable, even being called a warrior, I can remember kind of coming up with this idea. And when I first made the graphic and being a little like, I don't know, is that too, you know, asking you guys, like, I know I got this idea and this concept, but is that too much calling ourselves warriors? And now I'm kind of thinking about the meaning of warrior and what separates a warrior from like a soldier, let's say, even, because just because you're in a war, that doesn't make you a warrior. Sometimes people are in a war just because they got stuck in a war, you know. But a warrior is kind of like somebody that's in it to be in the war, you know. You're like, oh no, that's a warrior. That's somebody who's been fighting and continues to fight despite odds or problems. That person is dedicated to the fight itself. And it feels a lot more comfortable now that we've been doing this consistently for 3 years to step into that role. And kind of reminds me of like the idea I had of writing a book, you know, like it's one thing to talk about a book. It's another thing to actually write a book, you know. And then once you've done it, you can say you've done it. And so I feel like now we have enough behind us that name stands up a lot better than it did when I first presented the concept. But it gave us sort of a big goal to ask ourselves, what is the battle? Like you're asking, Jim, what is the war? It's a war of consciousness. And that war is something we continue to fight every day or get beaten down by or ignore. You know, there's a lot of ways people choose to deal with it. But our choice and where we all agreed is that we are working on learning to teach and study natural law. And how does that concept, that idea, that reality of the functioning of our universe, how does that play into all these problems we have to deal with? So every episode is our process of fighting another battle in our own mind or in conversations with people we run into during that month while we're thinking through that topic. I guarantee you, every one of these gentlemen here on any given month, whether it was about perseverance, wonderful word I love so much that you were using there. One month we were studying perseverance. So all six of us are walking around thinking about perseverance. What does that mean? You know, and we're talking to people and thinking about that topic in our own lives. And it is a struggle to try to discern truth in a world that's chock full of lies. And that is exactly the world we're living in, one that is chock full of lies through the media, through the lamestream, through the indulgence of the attention of the public is constantly on the dessert, whatever the bullshit that's being spewed out by the Reuters or the latest puppet, you know, on the screen. The story they're telling, and everybody around us wants to talk about that. And we have to persevere and push ourselves back to, no, what's the actual battle that we're in? And because we're part of this group, and because we've made this commitment to call ourselves, you know, this One Great Work Warriors, we're forced to keep looking back in that direction and asking ourselves, how does this pertain to what's most important? How does this pertain to natural law in everything we do? And every week we meet, we're forced to come back to that question and say, how are we going to keep fighting this war? And the war is that the largest percentage of minds in the world around us don't want to look at this troubling fact that we are actually responsible for the reality that we're creating. And our grandchildren and their grandchildren are all going to be here suffering if we, you, me, and everybody that's alive right now in this moment is not consistently persevering and trying to be a warrior for truth. Then our grandchildren and their grandchildren are going to be slaves of lies. So I'm going to pass it to Brandon, and we'll take it from there.
The good old warrior archetype, one that seems to be usually misrepresented or misunderstood. You know, what is a warrior? Because like Chris said, you know, one can be in a war, but one may not actively be engaged in that war. And like Jim, you know, also said, because we are in a war for our minds, we are in a war of consciousness, we are in a spiritual war. The true, real warrior is going to be engaged. They're going to be active. They're going to be involved. They're not going to be on the sidelines cheering, cheering, you know, being cheerleaders, trying to dick ride, trying to fluff, you know, the real, you know, like the real individuals who are actively engaged on the battlefield. And we're talking about an archetype that is, you know, just as old as mankind. And some of the characteristics, some of the traits and qualities that was always associated with the warrior archetype were always aggression, you know, things like anger, rage, hate, envy, jealousy, you know, how resilience, you know, how y'all talked about courage, bravery, honor, integrity. But one quality that always gets left off of that list is a major quality that I have built my life upon, and it is the trait of discipline. The warrior has to be disciplined, not just in this world, but even in ancient world. You know, if you have that warrior mindset, then it has to be the mindset of discipline. So what does it mean to be, you know, disciplined? Well, you have the form of discipline in the form of punishment for this, you know, for the sake of, you know, correction. If you see wrong behavior, you know, the real warrior would want to correct that behavior. So then you may have to use, you know, force or, you know, correct that, you know, behavior by way of, you know, more education or, you know, by physical force. The real warrior is willing to take that, you know, have responsibility. And then, you know, discipline can also come in the form of knowledge, because when we are talking about a branch of knowledge, you're actually talking about a form of discipline, because when you discipline something, then it is a means of learning. It is a means of education. So if you was to study a discipline, you know, like in the, health philosophy or psychology, or in the, you know, the health mystery schools, then that right there would be a branch of knowledge. Then you also have the form of discipline, and this is one of the most important, to the means of self-control, because the warrior practices self-control. You know, the warrior is not ran by their, you know, healing emotions. The warrior does not, just react to things. You know, so self-control is practiced by the true warrior. The real warrior has self-discipline and self-knowledge, two of the biggest things, you know. When one has discipline, one knows how to properly use things. When one lacks discipline, one only knows how to misuse and abuse things. You know, so imagine the individual with a sword. You know, the sword is a tool. Without discipline, you may take that sword and you may go and do violent things. You'll misuse that tool. You'll misuse that sword. You'll abuse that sword. But with the warrior and the disciplined mind, you know, you'll have that same tool, sword, you know, gun, anything. With discipline and with knowledge and self-control, then you will properly know how to use whatever tool you have. And with discipline, you know, came the disciple. You know, you can't have one hell without the other, because in order to be the disciple, that means you follow another or you follow something in order to learn. So, you know, you can have a teacher, you can have a universal truth. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be an individual. It could be a certain, you know, a philosophy, and you can follow that and learn and mold and scope, you know, your psychology and your worldview around that essential quality truth. But sadly, you know, we're not following these quality truths. We're not following these, you know, things that lead to what we say we want. You know, sadly, we're still following, you know, her religion, government, you know, corporations, money. You know, you still got people following booty. So it's a real sad state of affairs. And the warrior is guided by truth and righteousness, which is a lonely path. You know, the warrior is not guided by another individual. The warrior is not guided by some corporation or some government. The warrior is guided by conscience. And the warrior resides in all of us. It isn't just, you know, for, you know, individuals who have a sun sign of Aries. Like, this archetype, just as all the, you know, health archetypes exists within all of us. So it's just about, you know, learning and having the correct discipline, hence the correct knowledge, so you can understand these things and therefore you can manifest these things. And then too, the real warrior fears no death, because the real warrior knows that there is no death. There, it's just an illusion, you know. And that's the thing, is that's why people aren't willing to step upon that, you know, that warrior path, because they're still in that mindset of fear. You know, they still fear, oh, you know, what am I going to lose? Or, you know, like, what is everyone going to say? You know, like, if I start speaking out, if I start using my true voice, the real warrior doesn't give a shit about all that. The real warrior doesn't give a fuck about all that. Hell, again, the real warrior is concerned with conscience, truth, and morality. And then two, real warriors are willing to do the hard motherfucking work. Still see too many people complaining. Oh, I got to read books. Oh, I got to sit down and watch 8-hour presentation. Yes, motherfucker, you do. Because that's what real motherfucking warriors do. They're willing to sacrifice and go through that hardship and sit on their ass and do what needs to be fucking done in order to get to what they say they fucking want. Too many people, too many crying little bitches, too many weak bitches want to complain because, you know, you post a 2-hour video and they can't fucking make it 15 minutes through it. Well, you ain't no fucking real warrior and you ain't worthy of the knowledge. Sorry. Go seek the shit out from somewhere else. You know, he'll go back to TikTok. Real warriors are willing to do the hard motherfucking work. And if you ain't willing to do the hard motherfucking work, you ain't a fucking real warrior. You ain't a fucking real warrior. You can call yourself a fucking warrior, but they ain't no different than, you know, hell, the people who call themselves all these fucking labels. Because again, the real warriors are involved. They're activated. If you ain't on the fucking battlefield, you ain't activated. You ain't a fucking warrior. I'll pass it on to Jerry.
Oh, man, I love that. The activation. Just getting started doing the great work. I know what you're talking about, and I enjoy doing it. I get to learn so much just by listening to the giants and just channeling it to work.
that can be shared to others. Now, I made a couple notes here, and I took a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class recently, and my professor said, he asked, what is discipline? And I was thinking about what someone else spewed, which was, discipline is doing what you don't want to do. And his answer was, it's being obedient. And I would say to truth. And he shared an example of a soldier who got shot about 40 times in World War II. But then his commandant said, or commander said, I command you to not die. And he said, okay. And he survived. So just applying that to the truth, we're capable of more than we realize. And I love the point you made, Brandon, about responding versus reacting. Warriors respond. And I know Rick touched on the shadow work, or I think that was you, Derek. That's too important. The war is within us. We need to basically be the king of ourselves, and it takes shadow work to do that. And I know Rick touched on future topics that we will discuss, and I know you brought up what gives life meaning. I'm looking forward to that if we ever do decide to speak about that. And I can share a couple life lessons that I've gained from joining the group. And as Chris mentioned, we spent some time just studying these topics, and it's made me such a better person. Looking into what is a warrior? So I'm going to keep on sharing what I've learned. But something I've been thinking of as of today was, a warrior is one that fights. But what is the difference between a warrior and a fighter? And I don't want to get too semantic or kind of go in a different direction, but to me, a warrior is someone who's engaged for the long haul, a battle that includes many fights. So you have to have that mindset to endure. And I know who brought up self-awareness. Too important to be aware of ourselves, first and foremost, because unfortunately many people aren't, and they are basically willing slaves. And I love what you touched on, Jim, about be a warrior, not a warrior. I think many people are warriors, and that needs to stop. Another good thing from being a part of this group is the accountability. Hey, you better show up prepared and ready to kind of be accountable. So I'll pass it on, and I'll talk about some warrior quotes next time.
Yeah, I got some quotes lined up as well. Yeah, thanks for that, gentlemen. I really appreciate everyone's first takes on that. And yeah, with discipline, I mean, how are people fashioning their proper time and attention, wielded to this disciplinary subject or, skill set that they're trying to learn, How have they been initiated into these things, Who initiated them, right? Do they have a proper teacher? Are they learning from the correct knowledge and grammar, right? So, yeah. Oh, right. Right on, Know your rights so you can actually fucking stand up for them, right? So, yeah, this... the warrior archetype is, something that, yes, men and women, the warrior and the warrioress, it's something to aspire to, and even if it seems like it's out of our reach, if you're moving on that path towards that, you're doing all right, I feel, because no one's perfect. We're going to fuck up. We're going to make, mistakes. We might, fall off track a little bit or get distracted a little bit, you know, life shit, whatever, you know, but you got to take the journey first and foremost, right? That hero's journey. And, you know, Lord of the Rings is a great place to look into all that. I mean, even the hobbits had more heart than a lot of, you know, quote unquote men on earth, you know. Them hobbits are fucking warriors. They went through the thick and thin without the second breakfast or the third word, you know. So, because they had a lot of heart. What the fuck do you fucking care about that's driving that, you know, will force and heart-based intelligence to, you know, have you maintain and, you know, have that eternal flame always lit? And, yes, there is that aspect of we need to be aggressive in those moments of, you know, fights or are we going to flight or that kind of stuff. But, you know, we're not supposed to just freeze, you know. And yeah, the righteous indignation, the anger, the rage and all this stuff. A warrior alchemizes that and wields it or channels that energy. It's very powerful energy. And you channel that towards something that, you know, especially in a altercation, you know, you want to use that against your foe, your enemy, whatever, right? Or if, you know, having an argument, this and that, use that energy to, you know, reassess what you're talking about, what you know about it, and, you know, maybe even look into it a little bit more, maybe make a video about it, write about it, whatever, right? There's energy there. You have to, you know, use that properly. And there's too many people that are just flying off the fucking handlebars with their energy in motion. Either emotions are just, you know, unhinged. It's like, breathe, motherfucker. Like, but yeah, keep in mind, we're not supposed to have tolerance for fucking evil, you know. End Evil podcast, right? We don't comply with it. We don't vote for it, you know, the lesser of that. You fuck out of here, guys. Come on. Not you, gentlemen, but, you know. So I'm going to read a couple quotes. This just kind of came to mind. I could have worded this differently, but this is a quote, you know, I just made it up by myself. Forge your soul to the courage and love discovered in the path of the warrior. It's like Brandon said it, and always likes to say it, these things take time, you know, and people need not be daunted by that, be humbled by it. And yeah, you take it back to Kronos, good old Father Time. He'll teach you a lesson, you know. Be patient with these things. Be patient with yourself and in the process, you know. This is a quote from David Gemmell. A warrior must believe in his strength of will, of purpose, of heart, and soul. Good old Manly P. Hall. The search for truth is life. The realization of truth is illumination. The practice of truth is virtue. You know, the common theme of, you know, being virtuous, having proper values. And we had a great episode on this with ethics, morals, and values sometime last year. It was a good one. We got a lot of reference material, and that's what I love about this group. You know, we covered a lot of topics that, you know, and that's just the point. You know, we're trying to improve our gnosis and application of that in real life, you know, as we go along and, you know, speak. We're not just like, we're not paying fucking lip service to this shit, right? So, I'm gonna, Miyamoto Musashi once said, truth is not what you want it to be. Mon ami. Mais oui. He spoke French back in the days too. It is what it is, and you must bend to its power or live a lie. And this is the same with, you know, cosmic law, natural law, in the Hermetic principles. You either align to that or, you know, face the negative consequences. You know, it's that simple, guys. What the hell? But no, it's people don't want it to be that way, and they want to, you know, make up their own fucking, you know, rules in their mind and rationalize however the fuck they, you know what I mean? It's like discipline. Thomas Paine once said, "He who dares not offend cannot be honest." You know, you got to walk on eggshells. You got to kind of censor yourself and kind of lie or not speak the whole truth, you know? So, yeah, it seems like a lot of discourse has a lot of half-truths in them just because we don't want to ruffle the feathers and all this stuff, right? And it's not really leading to... I mean, we have, you know, people that are like... I was laughing about this, thinking like, there's probably people out there in California, wherever, they're waking up thinking, like, what am I going to be offended by today? I can't wait, you know, like... Get the fuck out of here. It's like this is, people base their identity off of, you know, being offended by shit now. It's like, get no, like, you need to rewire your whole fucking brain, yo. All right. So, for the ladies, an awakened woman won't settle for anything else but your deeper and highest truth. The resistance you may feel simply by her presence is exactly the fire that forges you into a spiritual warrior. Warrior of love. And yeah, I kind of had my heart chakra activation based on, you know, loving relationship. And that just, it skyrocketed my will force and purpose in life to be the best version of myself, be the best husband I could for, you know, my ex-wife at the time, and all these things. And there's like a new breath of life about me, and I wanted to preserve and protect that and have it unfurl in a natural, organic way, have it grow, if you will, right? So, yeah. I'll pass it off. Ricky Bones, what's good?
Ricky, you remembered. Those are cool quotes, man. You guys make great points. That's why I love these discussions and listening to what you guys say. I really do. And I learned so much. This is going to get me thinking for a long time about these conversations. And most of our conversations do really do get me doing a lot of thinking. And it's really an interesting and cool thing to hear all your guys' perspectives. And God, you guys make really good points. A lot of the points that have already been made have been knocked off my list. So I don't know really what I can add. But I definitely, Jim said about talking about this spiritual battle, which I totally agree. I keep harping on that on a lot of my shows. You know, I think of the battles that we are in, and definitely a spiritual battle. I think there's definitely a battle for our minds, and they're enslaving our minds more and more. Seems daily, and it's kind of like what you were saying, Derek. Like I agree. I think people just are looking for reasons to get upset. They're looking to react, and that is their goal. It seems it just people are so freaking reactive now, and it's weird to me. It really is to have this just reactive state that then they're looking for any reason to get offended and start, you know, a drama. Basically, it's really messed up in a lot of ways, but. And I also think I think there's a battle for care, for true care. I think that is another battle that we're in. But I also, and I keep coming back to this, and it seems this is where my work has been really kind of really focused on lately for a while now. And I said it in the beginning, is this battle with oneself. And for me, that's where I'm at. This is this internal battle. And you have to be willing to go and kind of make battle with yourself and stop lying to yourself. And it's amazing how people can lie to themselves and justify things that they do. And I think that is a really big internal battle. I think it's one that has to be first. And I think it's one that's missing in a lot of people. They're very, very great at telling you all the problems and all the symptoms going on around the world, but they truly don't know who they are. And I know that is so important. That is, to me, the foundation we all need to build before anything else can really take shape and can grow from that. If you don't have a strong foundation, you're really cooked. I mean, you're just going to fall for anything, believe anything. And it's not till you do that true warrior's work, I think, that internal work, and then seek out the proper information and knowledge. And it's out there. It's like Brandon was saying, you can't get people to watch a 1 hour video, never mind an 8 hour one. I've tried. We've all tried, and we get a million excuses. And I keep saying, and I've confronted people saying this. It's like, okay, won't watch a 2 hour video on something that's really important, probably most important, and could change your life, and then really give you the information to maybe change humanity. But you'll binge watch a Netflix series for like a whole day straight. You can make time for that. There's no problem with that. Or going to a sporting event or something. I'm not saying that you can't do both, but it's amazing how people will justify that they can't spend an hour or even 8 hours or whatever it is to really take in the correct and quality information. But they'll waste their time away, which is time is, I'm learning time is so precious. We have very, very limited time. And it's incredible when you kind of sit back and think how you waste it on shit that doesn't matter in the long run and stuff. So I think this is the most important work, and humanity needs warriors. We need it. We need warriors to, and I think warriors see the injustices going on in the world and in society, and they have to. The hardest part, I think, about being a warrior is once you do the work, once you have done the work on yourself, which is a continuous process. I think I call it checking in with myself every day. So I don't think you're ever not, you're done the shadow work. I think it's continuous, and you're going to be for working on yourself for as long as you're here, which is the most important work. But once you do take this information in, it's so important that you put it back out there. I think a lot of people make a million excuses why they can't. And they are, it's like one of the other warriors here was saying, they're on the sidelines, they're not getting involved, and they got a million excuses. They don't know enough. They don't know enough about technology. They got a million excuses. Fill in the blank. And I think a warrior has to be willing to also go against, go against the group. If the group's acting in an immoral way, doing immoral things, it takes a real warrior to stand up and go and kind of go against it, to put their shoulder into it. And that's a true warrior. It's that work. It's showing up to do the work, and as you guys all said. So that's kind of like where my thoughts are at, and I will pass it on to you, Jim.
Thanks, Rick. Like you said, man, I definitely struggle with my own personal battles too, right? Like that's definitely the most important thing, is to keep working on myself. And I could definitely say that I'm on the path, right? Like Derek mentioned before, and just keep, as I go along the path, getting stronger when it comes to walking the talk. And I'm not fully there yet. There's things that I definitely need to get to work on and keep learning. And it is amazing that this day and age, the amount of information that we have at our we have access to is just incredible. So like, to keep learning is like, I know I could be busy for the rest of my life to gain knowledge. And again, yeah, it's like you guys pretty much like hit so much, like I was gonna say, but yeah, it's just about fighting ignorance. I keep getting stuck on this thing about judgment. And you see a lot of people like in the new age world, like just a couple of people I follow and who are stuck in that whole new age, and judgment thing. And it's like, when, if you have a whole, like, if you could look at humanity, reality objectively, and see that, you know, collectively we are causing harm through our actions, that's just got to be called out. You know, if humanity is acting like childish and causing harm to others, and you got all these people saying, well, if you judge them, then you're really just like judging yourself and all this kind of bullshit. And that's like the war on our minds, to have people think like that. You know, so it's really like you're just ignoring reality. It's like saying, don't judge them. And so that's part of this war that I had mentioned earlier, is that's really, how can you be, like, people could laugh at us, like, oh, you're a warrior? Because you don't even, they don't even realize we're in a war. Like, that's what's so crazy. People don't even know they're a slave. And objectively, they're all slaves, right? We're all in this system of slavery. And they don't, it's not known. And that's the kind of knowledge that's out there that Brandon says you could learn in you sit down and really for 2 hours, and that's pretty fascinating, right? That we're out here and have to explain to people that, you know, we're in this war on our minds and demoralized. Everyone's been demoralized, and that's such a big part of keeping people from becoming warriors and all that. But all right, pass it to Chris.
Yeah, on that note, reminds me when someone's maybe in a very traumatic situation. Someone's been beaten, someone's been injured, right? The brain can't think like it normally can because of the trauma. And it sends you into that fight or flight base type thinking. And so much of our society and modern world is being inundated with fake news, scary propaganda, belief systems that'll shatter your day-to-day mentality if you're getting tossed from side to side by the latest thing that's going on. I thought a lot when you guys were talking about being self-initiated and how clear a difference it is from someone who's self-initiated or self-propelled. Someone that is a self-starter is doing things on their own cognizance, not based on what someone else is saying should be done or some billboard is pointing towards. So I think this whole situation of warrior, it's a weird word because a lot of us think of these movies. That's why when I made my slides, I brought, you know, like the Norse warrior, what you think of, these guys carrying swords, running into battle. When you think about context, even one of these type of warriors, were they captured by the enemy and then they become a slave on someone's ship or out working in a field somewhere, how would you tell that person was a warrior, you know, unless... like in the movies, they take their shirt off and you see all the marks from the, you know, the whips or whatever. Like, oh my gosh, he was in the war. He was a warrior. He's all cut up, right? The scars, right? This person, it's not always defined by being in war currently and carrying a sword. And so in the context of the world we're in and the situation we're in, a lot of it's a psychological battle. A lot of it's just staying strong and staying firm and being consistent. And so I made a list on my slides of various just things that occurred to me that are in context of what I think it means to be a warrior in today's world, where a lot of our battles online or in just simple discussions with people or standing up for a point, a principle. These require things like doing things that are difficult, pushing yourself, being uncomfortable, perseverance, patience. A lot of times it's patience, like learning to use these applications and enter your login code 100,000 times per day in 20 different apps and communicate with people on 17 different platforms, right? It takes endurance to do these things. It takes being consistent, right? Like we've been doing, show up every week, right? You'd be lucky if someone watches your show if you only put up one. You have to put up one every week for a long time before you get a few people watching your show. So that means standing your ground. That means sacrifices. You have to make sacrifices for the greater good of what it is you're trying to accomplish. So if you're trying to help teach natural law, that's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of study, and then weeks and weeks and weeks and months of standing your ground and trusting yourself, getting in front of the mic or getting in front of your writing instrument or however you express yourself. Expressing yourself. Even that is really hard for a lot of people. They don't have enough self to express, or they're afraid, or they don't have the confidence. So, right, self-work, like Crip Rick points out, you got to go through that work, whatever it takes to get to that point, which is a lot of times giving up on things that are causing harm. Now, that could be things that are causing yourself harm, or you being part of things that are causing harm to others, like government and voting and religions that coerce people to do what they want them, right? That might mean just practicing healthy habits, right? Getting your body and your mind in good enough shape to be able to form logical thoughts and put them down on some medium. Forgiveness and empathy, caring about others, being able to get along with other human beings. How are you going to network with other freedom-minded individuals and protect your neighborhood or work on a new system for solving problems if you can't even get along with people, if you can't even talk to other people? So, you know, even when other people are making poor choices, we have to find a way to continue teaching the truth and morality to those people. And some of them aren't going to get it, but that doesn't stop us. If you're a warrior, that means that you're going to stay consistent. And you're going to keep being consistent, and you're going to keep starting over however many times you have to start over. You're going to keep trying to do things different if they're not working. And you're going to keep trying to talk to more people. If the people you've talked to aren't hearing what you're saying, you're going to talk to more people. And so all these things connote what I would say, what the way you would recognize a warrior is you would see that this is a person that just doesn't give up. Right. This is a person that doesn't see no as option. This is a person who is stronger than the resistance that is trying to resist this person. Right. And so these qualities change depending on the context of the world we're in. And right now, I think some of the most powerful qualities are patience, perseverance, consistency, and standing your ground. And so that's why I came up with those slides. I hope people find them somewhat inspirational or majorly inspirational, even better. And that's what I have to say for tonight on being a warrior. And I'm proud to be part of this group. And I'm super proud of all these gentlemen that I do call warriors and that are doing the work required. Although we could all do better. And that's what we're going to continue trying to do. Thanks, Brandon.
A quote from a movie that I watched recently. Let's see. What we do in our lives echoes in eternity. A quote from Gladiator. Hell, amazing quote. What we do in our lives echoes in hell eternity. You know, of course, talking about cause and effect. You know, we got a lot of fake ass warriors. Throughout society, man, you know, a lot of fake ass masculinity, a lot of just fake men running around. But, you know, hell, I brought up some traits and qualities, you know, earlier. So, you know, it must be understood that the warrior is not led by their hell aggression. And I didn't say anger, because, you know, a warrior can be led by anger, because he or she can know how to transmute that anger into something that's positive, into a form of righteous anger. So then therefore that can be that, you know, that burning passion, you know, within them, you know, so doesn't mean that, you know, just because someone gets mad, you know, just because someone gets anger, you know, angry, that that's a fucking bad thing. No, there's a way for you to channel that anger into something more positive, then therefore transmute it into something that's actually good. And then too, you know, a warrior isn't just for, you know, men. You know, there's actually an archetype for the warrior woman, you know. It's usually called the Amazonian, you know, and a lot of psychologists have actually done research and talked about, you know, the female, you know, her warrior archetype. And most importantly, the warrior does not sit back and stay silent in times of crisis, in times of tyranny, in times of slavery. So to all of these macho men out there, you know, why aren't you speaking out on the moral atrocities that's going on? You know, all these so-called alpha males and all these so-called, sigma males, why aren't y'all using y'all voices to speak out on this government tyranny, to speak out on all the censorship, to speak up, you know, to speak out on the slavery that is worldwide? Why aren't y'all speaking out on it? But y'all claim to be real warriors, but you aren't using your platform to do what's morally right. A real warrior does not put his power into the hands of another man. Hence, a real warrior doesn't go out and vote. A real warrior doesn't go out and, you know, believe in some retarded denomination, you know. A real warrior is not one who ignores conscience like a robot order-following dog. Because the warrior is the complete antithesis of what an order follower is. An order follower follows orders and disobeys conscience. A warrior does the complete opposite. A warrior follows conscience. A warrior isn't concerned about a order because, again, it's about following conscience. It's about doing what's morally right. It's about following that which is true. So in order to follow conscience, you know, Jim, this gets into what you said. In order to follow conscience, you have to use discernment. You have to use fucking judgment. So any fucking retard out there who's talking about not using judgment, you're talking about not following conscience. Fucking retards. A warrior is not one who ignores the truth. Because again, the warrior is on the path to truth and morality. And that's what they follow. And again, the warrior is not concerned with physical appearance. The warrior is not concerned with any kind of, you know, physical physique. The warrior is not concerned, you know, like with muscles or, you know, like anything of the physical. Because that's all that stuff is. It's just physical. What about the internal? You know, what about your internal makeup? What about the mental? What about the emotional? What about the psychological? What about the spiritual? Why are those things being ignored so you can have a good physical physique? The real warrior is not in the physical gym. You know, not that the physical gym is, you know, like it's bad, but the real warrior is in the alchemical gym. The real warrior is lifting them alchemical weights. The real warrior is in the alchemical lab. The lab of the mind, you know. We say trauma is like baggage and it holds you down, you know, like weight. Well, in order for us to uplift that baggage, we got to be in the alchemical gym. We got to uplift that trauma, folks. Like, why aren't we trying to do that? Because trauma is what's holding us down. Trauma is what is holding us down. It is a baggage. And just like with any other weight, if you put so much weight when you are bench pressing, it's going to collapse. It's going to hold you down. You're not going to be able to breathe. It's going to suffocate you. Trauma does the exact fucking thing. If you have so much trauma, it's going to hold you down. It's going to be unbearable. You're not going to be able to breathe. It's going to suffocate you. It's going to constantly keep coming back up to the surface. So you have to go into the alchemical lab and do the workouts and hit that alchemical gym and uplift those weights so you can get that burden off your back, get that burden off your ass, and work and exercise that mental muscle. And just like with building any form of muscle, it's a workout. It requires things. It's a sacrifice. It's a laborious task. It may even involve pain. It may even involve some form of hurt and some form of small suffering and some form of sacrifice. But at the end of the day, the real warrior is all about that. Because again, it's about working out the weights in that alchemical lab, the mind. Again, how many folks are trying to weightlift an alchemical mind? Everyone's concerned about going to the gym and looking all physical, but no one's concerned about the internal gym. No one's concerned about the internal weightlifting. And the funny thing is, when you're talking about weights, you know, weight is in the same category as weight. Weight is in the same category as mass. Mass is in the same category as matter. Well, matter comes from the word mother. When you have the word mother, you have the great mother, which is another primordial, you know, universal archetype that's been found in like every society. And the great mother was always like kind of broken down into like lesser, well, I shouldn't say lesser, but like broken down to like into like other female, you know, hell god. So in like Egypt, you had Tawart, who was like the great mother. Then as time, you know, kind of goes on, she kind of transforms into Hathor. And some of her qualities get kind of, you know, pushed down into other, you know, female, you know, goddesses. Then you have, you know, Isis. But Mayat does kind of fall up under the category of, you know, the great mother, because most female, you know, goddesses still fall up under the category of, you know, the great mother. Well, one of the symbols of Mayat were the scales of justice. But then what is a scale? So you have the scales of justice. A scale is a device used to measure something as a standard. As a standard. And even on her symbol, a scale is also a bowl or a cup or a chalice. And they call those a means of measurement the pan of balance. Because think about it. If you have a pan and you have a gallon of water, you can take that pan and put it into that water and you can serve that pan out. You have a means of measurement to distribute that water. So when you're talking about judgment, you know, hell, Jim, and he's back to your question. Anyone who's talking about we should not use judgment, you are 100% fucking wrong, because we have to use judgment in order to weigh things out in reality, in order for us to discern if something is true or false, if it's moral or immoral. Without judgment, humanity will eventually be judged. I'm going to say that again. Without judgment, humanity will eventually be judged. And just like in The Gladiator, it's going to be just like this. Thumbs down. And it's down the fucking shitter. And sadly, that's what humanity seems to fucking want. Humanity wants to go down the fucking shitter. So until we understand what these scales of justice truly are and what they truly mean, we will never, ever live up to that unit of measurement. We will never, ever live up to that unit of standard, because we lack the knowledge, because we're not real warriors. We're not willing to get involved. We're not willing to sit down and take in the fucking knowledge and go through that grammar stage. So until we are ready to uplift that unseen trauma and bring it into the conscious mind and get into the alchemical weight room and start pumping some iron, Kingford, turn that lead into gold, then don't expect any fucking change. And again, without the knowledge of right and wrong, can you truly have discipline? Without the knowledge of right and wrong, can you truly have, you know, real discernment? So Jim, if you ever hear anyone talking about, you know, people shouldn't use judgment, call them people out on their bullshit. Call people out on their bullshit, because that's what the real warriors fucking do. Call people on their bullshit. Because anybody who's saying that bullshit, you are doing a fucking disservice to humanity. Because judgment is required. It is required. It is an essential tool. It is required in order for us to evolve. And as far as, you know, us being doing this for 3 years, honestly, when I read Chris's email. I didn't know what to expect from this. I just kind of like, just was like, hey, I'll join the group. I didn't know, what it was going to be. I didn't know it was going to, last as long, but I'm sure y'all already know that I am I am the heart. Like, I'm the hard ass of the group, because every group does need a hard ass. Because one thing that I've learned being in a lot of umpire associations throughout almost half my life is when groups start, they start off good and they have like a set of standards and principles, but then they stray hell away from those principles and then the group kind of, falls apart. So, Jerry, you can take us out in closing, all right?
I appreciate that. And just read this or listened to this audiobook recently. And the guy, he talks about he has a very close circle or small circle. I consider you guys a part of that close or small circle because not anyone can just be a part of my circle because there'll be people who won't tell you the truth. And so I know you guys will tell me the truth. And that's how I grow. That's how we grow. So I appreciate you, Brandon, especially for being very honest, and that's what we need. So I won't take long. Just I'll probably say a couple quotes. But before that, let's see. Someone mentioned excuses. I think that was you, Rick. So I think the warrior is the person who's doing the work. Who is doing the work, man? If you're not doing the work, you're making excuses. You're not a warrior. And what the hell is this? This is okay. Yeah. All right. So here's a little Christian quote. So it says, "The devil whispered in my ear, 'You're not strong enough to withstand the storm.' Today I whispered in the devil's ear, 'I am a child of God, a man of faith, a warrior of Christ. I am the storm.'" I just took away from that, I am the storm. I'm coming and I'm gonna speak out. So, and then another thing, Brandon mentioned that humanity is going in the shitter. It's like, if we're going in the shitter, fuck it. But who the fuck is willing to stand up and get out of the shitter? I'll say one more quote. "Warriors are those who confront evil others refuse to acknowledge." Thanks, everyone.
Right on. Well, that concludes another fantastic episode of the One Great Work Warriors. Congratulations, 3 years going strong and still putting it out there. And we'll be back next month with another topic because that's what warriors do. Keep showing up, keep pounding that door of evil, and keep standing on that platform of truth. Much love, folks. We'll see you next time. Warriors out.